Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with a name that will sound very familiar to many of you. My guest is Christian Fabian. He's a jazz musician, an educator, a composer, and arranger. Thank you for being here, Fabian.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in the studio. People are familiar with you because you've been coming to Sitka for many, many years. Performing and teaching. And we're here to talk, though, about a something new that's happening, which is the Sitka Jazz Week.
So that's correct, yeah.
Let's talk about that. What is Sitka Jazz Week? What are we looking forward to?
Well, what we're looking at is some afternoon concerts starting on the Tuesday, the 22nd to the 25th from 12:30 to 2:15 in three locations. We call it the Sitka Stroll. You go from the Mean Queen to the Bayview Pub to the Beak, or you go from the Bayview Park to the Mean Queen to the Beak, or you know, any order you want to. There will be three bands playing at the same time, or musicians playing at the same time. And that's the what's open for the public, for the tourists, for people who are in town. I mean, it's in the afternoon, but as you know, right now with all the cruise ships, the town is packed. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be a good opportunity. I noticed there's a lot of jazz fans on these cruise ships, and I think there will be a great opportunity for them to hear some jazz while they eat some nice lunch. So that's number one. Then we bring up some great top-notch musicians from the East Coast. And there's also an opportunity to study with them all week. That's the educational aspect of that. And that will happen in the morning. So the Sitka Jazz Week will start on August 20th. There will be a meet and greet with the participants. And then we will, you know, share our knowledge and educate in the morning from Monday through Friday. And in that week, and that will happen at Stevenson Hall. We are very happy that we are hosted by the Sitka Music Festival, and it's pretty awesome. It's an amazing surrounding, amazing facility, and that's where we will teach.
Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yes.
What kind of people might be, this sounds like an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's open to all ages.
All ages, all instruments, all like vocal to, who is it for?
Well, it's the first years, very basic. We have a rhythm section. So we have an instrumentalist, saxophone player. It's called Cleve Guyton. When I joined the Lionel Hampton Big Band, he was the musical director. He's like my brother from another mother. So he will be playing the alto saxophone and teaching all winds and horns and improvisation for the Jazz Week. But he will be performing. Then we have an amazing piano player coming up from the East Coast. His name is Matt King, who played with Chuck Loeb and some really amazing artists, and also a very good friend of mine. He's on a couple of CDs now I have worked with. And on drums, we have a legend. His name is Bernard Purdy, most recorded drummer in history, and he's 82 years young, and he will come up, and his heart is in education. I've been close friends with him since probably 13 years. So we do workshops on the Upper East Side in Manhattan a couple of times a year throughout the year. And wow. So he's really excited to come up and to share, you know, what he's all about and how he plays the drums and everything. And then we have a great trio invited from Ketchikan called the Gateway Trio. These are three musicians, Austin Hayes on drums, Chess Gist on bass, and Kim Hendrickson on the piano. I know Chess since he went to college, so he's an amazing bass player, and Austin for a very long time. Those guys are really serious about music. They practice and have new concepts and compose. I mean, it's just amazing. They're like a power trio from Ketchikan, and every year they improve and they sound great, you know. And I, you know, talk to them and they're totally in on it, you know, like, we want to come, you know, so I'm happy. You know, we are really happy to have them.
And what kind of musicians could apply for this?
Anyone.
Anyone. They don't have to have really much experience.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. We
okay.
Just, you know, we have these rhythm sections and places where we play. And then whenever the ideas, it's a performance-oriented week and workshop or you know, educational event. So the whole idea is, you know, what you usually do when people come to a camp or a workshop, you practice all week long and then you have one performance.
Cool.
And then depending on that performance, you can feel really either good or you can, something might go wrong and feel really bad.
Okay.
So then you have this feeling carrying with you for then this kind of marks you for a while, you know. So what this is about, you know, we're going to get together on Monday, we're going to perform on Tuesday, and then we get together afterwards, hey, what was good, what was bad, let's do it again the next day, you know, and then have a couple of days in a row where you can just get your performance chops together. And the audience is people you don't really know. These are just tourists in town, and they enjoy music, and people enjoy music. So there's, you know, you don't really perform for your friends and teachers and family, you know, this one time and have to be all nervous. You just go, you play, and you can really focus on the music. And the idea is to get whoever wants to participate more comfortable just performing a lot.
Okay. And if so, I'm sure there are many people who are interested in this.
Yes.
How can they register?
Yeah, they can register when send an email to sitkajazzweek@gmail.com. SitkaJazzWeek@gmail.com. Text or call 907-623-7239.
Okay,
907-623-7239.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, let's get it on there more than once. Well, so there's going to be this, essentially this educational workshop for
yes.
people who sign up. There's going to be the Sitka Stroll.
Yeah. Totally forgot. We, we have also a great vocal coach.
Okay.
Her name is Heather Gluth.
Great.
And she will be teaching the vocal.
Great. And that might be a name
portion.
Familiar to Sitkins because
yes.
she also lives here in Sitka and teaches at Mount Edgecombe High School.
That's
correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So the whole idea is also she's the new music teacher for the past 2 years at Mount Edgecombe, and she's a powerhouse of a teacher. I don't know if people were aware of, but she put a concert together May 9th this year at Centennial Hall for 2 hours, showcasing her program and her students. And it was amazing what she did. She had a guitar class, she had a vocal choir, she had a jazz band, she had solo performances. She's really kind of, as we all know, Mount Edgecombe was always a strong music program, and she's really rebuilding that program. And we are teaming up, and her students are part of this this week as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So what are some other ways that people who maybe aren't musicians themselves can get involved? Are there other concerts that they can attend?
Yeah, so we have evening events. We have something new, which is called Jazz Story Hour. This is on Wednesday and Thursday. That is on the 23rd and the 24th at the Mean Queen. This Jazz Story Hour on the 23rd is at 9 p.m., featuring Cleve Guyton and Matt King. They will be interviewed. And then Jazz Story Hour on Thursday, August 24th, it's at 6 p.m., featuring Bernard Purdy, the drummer I mentioned. And I had a non-for-profit which was dormant for 15 years, but that was based on the idea to capture the wisdom of elderly jazz musicians. So this is where my non-for-profit comes into play, and this will be documented. And the stories you hear from musicians is always amazing. And some people have some amazing stories, and this is really to inspire the next generation. That will be all documented. It will be videotaped and recorded, and then that will be moved forward.
Yeah.
Onto a website where people can access that. Yes.
And then there's even more opportunities to listen to music, I believe, on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
tell us
we have
that.
The Gateway Trio. Okay. The trio from Ketchikan will be performing at the Mean Queen Friday night, 8 p.m., Saturday night, 8 p.m. And then simultaneously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, it's a little early in the morning.
Yes.
But we have also a fundraiser on Finn Island at the Finn Island Lodge by Ellen Marine. We will play a live concert, and it's actually pretty much sold out. We have one ticket left.
So people better call that number. What's that number again?
907-623-7239.
Okay. If people want to get involved, they
yes.
need to call right away for that fundraiser ticket. But then throughout the week of August 20th through 27th,
yes.
come out and listen to music.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, this sounds very exciting. Christian Fabian, thank you so much for
Thanks
coming
for
in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.